Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so thank you for coming back to my channel. New shirt, hey, you don't see one of those too often. Anyhow, this is about a British teenager who was recently released from prison in Georgia, as in the Republic of, not the state of Georgia. So Bella Cully was set at liberty 3 days ago. She'd been convicted of drug trafficking into the former Soviet Republic, having been apprehended at Tbilisi International Airport on the 10th of May this year, in possession of 12 kilograms of marijuana and over 2 kilograms of hashish. I don't know the difference. I thought the two were synonyms, but there we go. So Miss Cully, she is from Teesside, which is in northeast England, and she traveled to Thailand, I think on holiday. Then she went missing on Thailand, not Thailand. I'm not quite sure what my missing is. Didn't contact with her parents for a few days. And so she flew from Thailand to Georgia. I think you can't do it directly, wherever. What I want to know is how come she was able to get 14 kilos of drugs through the airport in Bangkok without being spotted? Were the Thai customs officers paid off? How on earth would you not see that in the suitcase? I mean, we're talking about major, major incompetence. It's not just a few grams or impregnated into a tent like they used to do or woven into her. She wasn't body packing. It wasn't inside her. It was in her luggage. Okay, anyway, so she was arrested there. Now, her story is that she was coerced into it. They almost always say, oh, I didn't know. It was planted into my bag, or someone just told me it was gold, and okay, that was tax evasion, but it's not a contraband item in itself. Or I was threatened. She claimed she was kidnapped. She was tortured, the threats against her family. This could be true, but anyway. So she had a 20-year sentence for it. It turned out that when she was arrested, she was already 2 months pregnant. The father of her child has not been identified, so her impregnator is really not on the scene. So there she was found guilty in Georgia, pleaded guilty indeed. And that, then the Georgian authorities said if they paid £137,000 fine, her sentence could be cut to 2 years. Now, £137 is not to be sneezed at. Sorry, £137,000 is not to be sneezed at in the British Isles. But in Georgia, that is a mind-blowing sum of money. You know, there's more than some people would earn in a lifetime in that country. But her parents somehow managed to get the money together. I didn't know they were crowdfunded, they remortgaged the house or whatever. The fine was paid. It was reduced to 2 years. And then she was said, well, that's just time served. 5 months, you're free to go. And she was let out of prison even before most people had thought. And then her mother was there with her. She's 8 months pregnant. And we heard about the bad conditions she was in prison, having to toast bread over a candle. Well, don't toast it. Just eat it as bread then. Okay, this was not a five-star hotel. Prison is not designed to be comfortable. If prison is nice, it's not a good prison, okay? Now, it should be humane. I would like people in prison to be adequately fed, to have access to medical court care, to live in a clean, you know, warm, dry place. I mean, it should be Spartan. Should be some aim at rehabilitation, some training courses, education, or something like that, okay? I don't want it to be barbaric. No decent person would want that. I want civilized prisons, which is not the same as luxurious. Anyway, so this is not a wealthy country, so of course they can't afford five-star conditions for somebody like her. So in the United Kingdom, she's been reported almost as though she's a victim or something. That is a story true? I don't know. Okay, it could be true. Doesn't seem very convincing to me. There are not many drug mules who say, yeah, I did it for the money and I wasn't coerced at all. I just wanted to make money fast. She seems to be not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but there we are. Obviously, there's more sympathy for her because she is carrying a baby and obviously want her child to be born in good circumstances. I suppose they could bring her to a hospital and she can give birth there. I don't think she's going to make a quick getaway. She wasn't going to be able to make a heavy getaway while heavily gravid, or indeed when she's, recently postpartum. Okay, when she's breastfeeding and all that, she even leaving her baby behind, she's not going to get very far. Anyway, so she's let out and then she's with her mother. So she's very grateful to her lawyer. And what astonished me is she already she flew back to the United Kingdom straight away, because I thought 8 months pregnant is not safe to fly. They're direct flights from London Luton Airport to Tbilisi, the capital city of Georgia. And another twist in the tale is when she was taking the drugs, she transited via Sharjah in the United Arab Emirates, where there is the death penalty for drug smuggling. You heard that right. The death penalty. Someone's life to be snuffed out for moving natural substances, plants and so on, which I know are harmful to people. So how on earth did the Emirati authorities not spot this? It goes through a scanner. Isn't it very obvious to see? And the Georgians did. But I don't know if people were tipped off. I have no idea. But that is a major dereliction of duty on the Thai and Emirati customs officers. So, yeah, she claimed that she was tortured with this hot iron. But were there any marks on her? It doesn't seem very credible to me. Well, anyway, as you may know, I'm for decriminalization. Now, these drugs are harmful to people. Nobody would doubt that. Nobody in his right mind disputes that. They're physically injurious. They're carcinogenic, more so than tobacco. And they can make people psychotic. If you have any tendency to paranoia, marijuana brings that out. I know someone who was completely sane at the age of 14, who was somewhat mentally ill, somewhat depressive, withdrawn, paranoid, almost monosyllabic, constantly bloodshot eyes by the age of 18. And 19, he was sectioned in a psychiatric hospital, where, to my knowledge, he still remains almost 30 years later. So these drugs are definitely harmful to people. I don't dispute that. But that's not a reason to make them illegal in itself. You know, we've declared war on drugs. Drugs have won. There's almost so much money. There are many, many more Bela Kullys. Bela Kully comes from a not too badly off family in a very wealthy country. So if even British people like her are going to do it, what if you're from a poverty-stricken family in Bolivia, in the Central African Republic, in Laos? There'll just be no end of people who attempted to make a quick buck. And, you know, had she been caught doing this into Singapore, she would have been hanged. And it's staggering that someone would be killed for transporting natural substances, even though they're dangerous substances. Nobody's forced to take it. It's definitely bad for you, and so on. No wonder why they bother to smuggle it to Georgia. These things can grow naturally. I don't know if you can cultivate it in Georgia anyway. So, wow, because if you take these substances, you harm only yourself. And people are very foolish to take them. I try and persuade people not to poison themselves with this stuff. But then you take alcohol, which is legal in almost every jurisdiction. Alcohol can kill you in a matter of hours. Cannabis will kill you. It's going to take at least several years to kill you, maybe decades to kill you, might not kill you. Some people very badly affected, some people not too badly impacted. Some people can try it a few times, never try it again. Some people just take it occasionally, once a month, once a week or something, and it doesn't ruin their lives. And there are people, addictive personalities, and it'll wreck their lives. And you don't know, you might be addicted to cannabis, but there's a person who's not addicted to gambling or to cigarettes or whatever. So it doesn't affect everybody in the same way. And, you know, alcohol is a far more perilous substance. You think of the jeopardy it poses to people on the roads, not just the motorist killing himself, killing his passengers in his or her car, killing other road users. You think of people who get into fights and die and kill as a result of it. So it's not just the long term, just the slow death, cirrhosis of the liver and so forth, or pancreatitis, they're all the sudden deaths it brings on. So this one is a far, far greater danger to society, and yet it's lawful almost everywhere, which is preposterous, because cannabis was bad for you. Generally, it soothes people, it makes them placid and docile and so forth. So she's been free. I mean, was she let off easily just because she's British? And now that would be racist, that'd be unjust. Well, did they go easy on her just because she's pregnant? Why would you penalize someone who's not pregnant more so than her? I mean, you could obviously not keep a baby in prison. There could be mother-baby unit. And once the child is no longer being breastfed, she or he could go into the custody of the grandparents, something like that, fly to the United Kingdom. So there are all sorts of ways this could be resolved. So, you know, Bella, should cannabis be illegal? I think not. But it being illegal, if I were a judge in this case, given the complete discretion, I suppose I would impose a custodial sentence. If it was a few grams, I would, for personal use, or completely let that go. If it was even maybe 1 kilogram as a drug mule, I might let the person off with a big fine and a suspended sentence. But as it was so much, as it's 14 kilos, I would have to give the person some sort of judicial sentence. 20 years is unjust to me. I might give the person like 2 years, 3 years, something like that. But to let her out after 5 months, that seems unduly lenient, because there's a sliding scale of harmful substances, with like heroin at the top. At the bottom, not even tea. It'd be like salt, sugar, and it was naturally occurring, chocolate. I mean, anything, even water, even clean, safe drinking water, even water in sufficient quantities will kill you, more than the kidneys can cope with. So I realized that a sovereign state is entitled to set the bar where it sees fit, that some things are forbidden, others are not, just like other things that are arguable, where there's a difference of degree, not of principle, about age limits. What should the age of adulthood be relevant to voting, to sexual relations, to opening a bank account, to signing a contract to consuming alcohol? Should it be 18, as in most jurisdictions, or 16, or 21, as it was 25, or 15, or what? And should it be different ages for different things, like this age to open a bank account, that age to vote, a different age to marry, a different age to join the army, a different age to smoke cigarettes, a different age to gamble? I mean, why would you suddenly get capacity in all areas at the same age? It's arguable, and it's you can't prove that one age is the right age. Some people are mature at 16, some people are immature at 60. Anyway, her being set free, I have mixed feelings about her being set free, but it seems to me that the British media has misportrayed her as an innocent victim, as someone bereft of all agency, or to feel sorry for her just because she's their nationality. Had she been caught for this in the United Kingdom, nary a word would have been said. But because she's abroad, somehow some British people on her side have said the Georgians are bad. Why has Georgia gone so easy on her? I submit it's partly because they want to curry favour with Western countries. They're somewhat in the bad books of NATO and EU countries, not the United Kingdom's in the European Union, because of a cozier relationship with the Kremlin over the last year or so. There's another factor to consider, you know, is one of the poorest countries in Europe. I mean, Europe at its broadest definition, not the European Union, quite heavily reliant on tourism. And Georgia is one of the few countries who let in most nationalities without a tourist visa for a year. You heard that correct, 365 days. So what do you think? Was Bella Cully hard done by, or was she treated too softly? Right, make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.